Chapter 34. Mock Turtle Sings. Surveying the dinner table in slow motion, suspense rises. It's still beautifully set, with three floral bouquets and a few wine glasses, but still eerily empty. Alice continues to sleep. Her dinner table still awaits its guests.
Louis! How nice of you all to come. I've got a feeling that this evening we'll capture a snack. Let's hope it's not a boojum.
Following their creator, Lewis Carroll, characters from Alice in Wonderland start to arrive for Alice's feast. The Mock Turtle and Mad Hatter arrive first. They're playing musical chairs, shifting seats, trying to decide where they want to sit.
We're going to open my mind, open it wide. Take a look. Step inside, though we just were on a serious quest to stop the race from suicide.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Time's getting on, there's still so much to do. There are books to be written and a snark to pursue.
We will attack the blackness that's around us.
Thrust that and cut
the ties that ground us. We search the stars and investigate quarks in a hunt for elusive snarks.
Dong.
9 o'clock! Ding. I shall be too late! Gnid!
Gnod! Gnid! Ding! Dong!
He's a magician, a mathematician, a magician, a metaphysician.
My mission is to confront my fears. It might take more than 60 years.
The large, perfectly round hole, the oculus in the ceiling left by Alice's gunshot, is now a reminder of the Pantheon. Through that hole, we see a flock of birds. Eaglet swoops down through the hole with a screech and lands on the back of Lewis Carroll's chair at the table. Cheshire Cat glows in the dark mirror, smiles first, and then gradually defines herself, a gorgeous Asiatic cheetah. The chairs at the head and foot of the table are reserved for King Henry VI and Queen Margaret d'Anjou, who step through the mirror. The white rabbit wearing a waistcoat with a pocket watch hops through the mirror after them, arriving late, glancing again at his pocket watch. He takes the chair, leaving the eighth empty chair to the right of the king for Alice. The Mock Turtle begins to speak in a sing-song voice. Beautiful soup, so rich and green, steaming in a hot tureen. Who for such dainties would not stoop? Soup of the evening, beautiful soup. Soup of the evening, beautiful soup.
Banish the blues with a bowl of green.
Young Alice steps up to take her chair at the table and explains to her assembled guests, I'm sorry, there is no soup. Queen Margaret d'Anjou is incensed. Not having soup is an insult. Off with her head.
Off with his head? You can't take off my head.
Why not?
Yes, why not indeed?
Because if you took off my head, then you wouldn't exist. You'd go out, fut, just like a candle. You only exist in my imagination.
King Henry VI is much more relaxed. Not so hasty. We need a proper trial. Facts, evidence. The white rabbit seems to have some experience with jurisprudence. He asks, Mock Turtle, why did you sing this song? The Mock Turtle confesses, I'm not a real turtle, I'm a mock turtle. My species is extinct, but there is now a new soup that simulates the delicious flavor we once had. Avoid imitations of mock turtle soup. King Henry VI now turns to address Alice. What do you know about the extinction of turtles and the invention of genuine mock turtle soup? Young Alice responds, Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, people.